joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-1 home defeat against Bognor. Alan, the turning point for me was the penalty midway through the first half. I'll ask you about the retake in a second, but how disappointed were you with the way we conceded? It was very much our own making, wasn't it?
We conceded 3 goals. The deal was bad. Outfought, outsung, outwitted his manager against me, but they'll bounce back, the players. It didn't tap me with that penalty. That's the worst decision I've ever seen. He see it. For one, it was outside the box because I was standing and I could see it. It was, there's no doubt about it. For two, and all that, you know, we had exactly the same incident on the other side when I think Bobby scored and he's given a free kick against Bob when it was a foul beforehand. But how can you, the lad make a save? What it is, the referees had a look at Chelsea and West Ham game and seen the referee do with 3 aims when it wasn't a penalty, and it's exactly the same idea. He's made a great save still and he's made a retake. That's pathetic. But that's not against the performance. I thought Bognor deserved to win the game. We're disappointed. We're not happy. We think that it was a bad day at the office, but what a great time we've had and what a great year. Our lads have bounced back. We've been great. I blame myself today, to be honest. I thought it was a lot of it down to me, to tell you the truth. I can't really blame my lads that much. I should have went to my good feeling by resting a couple and using the squad rotation. I sort of couple because he looked at and looked heavy legged and we were better than us in all departments. And when it's a bad deal like that, I think you've got to bin it. And I've told the lads to bin it, and we'll bounce back on Saturday, no doubt about that. And you know, we've been brilliant, we haven't been outstanding. So one bad result doesn't mean everything, you know, kaput.
Going back to that penalty which was retaken, Rob Telford was clearly aggrieved with the decision, and rightly so. Was it him who was penalised for moving, or was it encroachment into the box by someone else?
No, he said he moved and all that, you know, he come off his lane, he's actually saved that at the bottom right hand corner, and that's a great save. But the linesman, the referee never done anything, and the linesman's in his pathetic decision. But I thought, again, they were awful. We were, and the referee could say, well, you were awful, and that's fair play, but we were bloody awful, like, you know. But and it was just a bad deal all round. I smelt it before. We've had some great results. They drew 1-1 with Dorford when they had 10 men. A big career. The fact she took us to the cleanest idea. So we've got to look ourselves, we'll push ourselves down, we'll train hard this week, and we'll be back at winning ways on Saturday.
We've seen you make your point with the referee a number of times at half time as you come off, but it seemed that yourself and Martin were talking to the referee as we came out again for the second half. Was that an ongoing thing for
probably end? I just want to be fair, that's all. I don't mind bad mistakes. If my players make mistakes, you have a go and long as they try, but I just think a lot of things you've done today were bang out order. I thought it was like an obvious choice. I'm not saying cheating because that's the wrong word to use, but I'm just thinking, like, you know, why do we do it? And some awful decisions, like, you know. And I just think this once young Johnny come on, he went up for a header, and the lads actually went right in his back, and referees we have play on. I think it's just pathetic, but there you go. It's not so aggressive because I'm with you. I think it would have been a different score for a penalty. I think we defended defensively. Again, we've conceded 5 goals in 2 games, and how we've come away with 3 points, this shows credit to the forwards. Today we've never done much up front, and in midfield we're very poor, and wide areas didn't do much, and back 3 lads and the goalkeeper will hold their hands up. Me as a manager, I've had a bad day at the office. I picked a team, should have rested a couple. Playing Lodgy twice in 3 days after he's been out for 6 weeks was a bad mistake because he didn't do anything today. My mistake. So I've got to look at myself, and I will do, and I'll get it right for next game, and I'll make sure the players will as well. And it's just been a bad day, and sometimes when it's like this you can't look into too many things. We were poor today all round.
You substituted Max at half time. Was that an injury or was that a tactical decision?
Just tactical, because before, with them going one up front, we have come to frustrate us. And with them playing one up front, we had 3 centre halves against the one player, and I thought it caused a lot of problems. Max, who's been, except for Bobby Train, I've been my player of the season so far, was having one of them games where I wasn't sure if he was going to get himself out of it. So, and he's been outstanding for us. So I thought I'd take him off. It goes a 4-4-2. We'll try to get the ball out wide. We did do that. We did try to get it wide, but we didn't do much with it when we did get it there, to be honest. So it's one of these things where, you know, a lot of people like to play a 4-4-2, but if you haven't got the players to do it in the second half, sure, but it'd be fair. It's unfair to say that because we've had a bad day at the opposite here.
There was an incident in the second half. Bobby Traynor won a free kick at 3-1 down. It looks as though it might have been inside the area. What was your take on that?
Well, it wouldn't have been any closer than the other one, because I had a great take on the penalties. It's a great one because I was standing right there, and I kind of see on that line from 18-yard box, I can't see that one. But I tell you, I thought he's made some shocking decisions today, to be honest.
But despite the referee, we're playing the side who were bottom of the table. Were you disappointed with how much we created in front of goal?
Oh, unbelievable. You know, like we said before kick-off, don't blast it up there. get Lodge in the game, get the play him, and it seems to have blasted up there. We said, don't take chances at the back, let's go solid again. We took chances at the back, two of our centre-halves had dribbled and got caught out, and that's where two of their goals had come from. So if he's dribbling centre-halves, we've got to watch what we're doing with, like, you know. But I see Thompson's been excellent for us, and so has Max. I can't really knock them, it's just they've had a bad day. The first goal, free header in the box, they've got three centre-halves, that's a free header. The second goal, Max funnies a bit, gets caught out, then they get a penalty. That's a mistake. The third goal, you know, again, how's he one-on-one with a goalkeeper? Thompson, we're playing four against two at the back, is such an easy one-on-one against. So things I couldn't, you can't believe, like, you know, where the information we give them, they've got to take it in. Yes, I'll take my side of the blame, saying that I picked the wrong team. I do think we might have to freshen things a bit by getting a couple of people out on loan, and like subs and 17, 18 men, if you like, and get. I think I do need a rat on midfield who will win a ball. I think we need another option, but Popman, we don't need that much, because we've done very, very well, and the lads should be really pleased with ourselves, how we've done. Just stick a deer. Was a time today not to give him stick, to be honest, but just to say, let's go again. Hamsey started off, the valiant cry. Martin Tyler started joining in, and then I've got no choice, and I've got to back them and say, yes, let's do it again, because we've been excellent this season. We've been absolutely excellent. A lot of Chavis, yeah. Awful way to finish. Angry, hurt. Yes, we all are. But let's fight back again, and let's train well this week, and let's get 3 points again on Saturday.